The biggest inland oil spill in U.S. history happened right here in Michigan. Now that 5 years have passed, we checked in with the people who were affected by the spill. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Enbridge Energy's Line 6B broke open in 2010. Full disclosure, Enbridge is a financial supporter of this station. The massive oil spill changed life for a lot of people in the small town of Marshall and along the Kalamazoo River. We went to downtown Marshall to see how people are feeling these days. Almost all of the people we talked to remember the overpowering smell of oil in the air. But the people we talked to downtown seem to have moved on.
It's been 5 years. Yeah, 2010. Wow.
I think they've done a great job.
I think Enbridge probably did a better job cleaning up than others would have.
There's always going to be some people that are not pleased, but I think in general, the feeling of most people is that they did a pretty good job.
You hear a different story when you get closer to the spill site. Nobody was closer than Frank Zinn's family. Their 440-acre farm has been in the family for generations. The pipeline split open just a couple hundred feet from their farm.
So all the oil ran across our farm through the creek, everything that escaped kind of the ground zero point.
Enbridge took over a chunk of the Zinn farm as a staging site for the cleanup. Zinn says before the spill, they had big dreams for their land.
Our plans were to develop it into a residential vineyard community that was going to be LEED certified and very environmental. And those plans were all obviously disrupted and destroyed.
Zinn's family sued Enbridge, and they recently settled. They sold most of the farm to the company.
When you lose a piece of property that's been part of your family for over 100 years, you lose something that's really much more important than you realize. It's almost like a death.
The spill polluted almost 40 miles of the Kalamazoo River. Most of the oil has been cleaned up, but the state and Enbridge admit it'll be impossible to get it all. The federal investigation into the spill found Enbridge failed to maintain the pipeline before it broke and compared them to Keystone Cops on the night of the spill. Jason Mansham is with Enbridge. He says the spill changed the way the company operates.
And it's driving all of the decisions we make to help make sure that an incident like this doesn't happen again.
Mansham says Enbridge has spent close to $1 billion on the spill so far. The company has recovered more than $540 million from insurance. In June, the company reached a settlement with federal and state agencies and tribes. The Nattawaseppe Huron Band of the Potawatomi was part of that settlement. Melissa Forrester is a cultural associate with the tribe.
Our role as women here is to take care of the water. Water is spirit, and water is life.
She says they have concerns about the long-term health of the river.
I don't like to say worry. That's the opposite of prayer, but there is concern still, continuing ongoing for all our waters.
As part of the settlement, the tribe will be restoring traditional wild rice beds to parts of the Kalamazoo River. At Sailor's Landing, a group of teenagers tosses inner tubes into the Kalamazoo River, and they jump into them. Greg Potter likes to fly fish at this spot.
There were literally years I would be on the water a couple times a week throughout the summer and not see a soul, nobody. And now it's unusual to be on the river for very long at all and not see someone come through.
He says the oil spill was not a good thing, but in the end, he says it's made people more aware of the river.
It took almost losing something to get people's attention and get them to value what was always there.
He says people across Michigan are also much more aware of the pipelines that crisscross our state than they were 5 years ago. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.